When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Mo Lane. I'm joined by my co-host, Ray Jeezy. And also, you can check us out at www.urbansportsscene.com. What's going on, Ray Jeezy?
Hey, you know what it is, bro. We hear the streets talking, so we had to hop in on this discussion.
Yeah, we
did. Urban Sports Scene. You know, we in the boxing. And our homie, Gary Antoine Russell, he was in the building. You know, he mean business when he pulling up the fight, so... Look out for him in the future, fam.
He was doing
interviews with everybody. He was like, you don't usually come out. He was like, nah, but I'm making my hit list. I was like, that's what's up, young killer.
Nah, you told me, and I was like, well, we'll get into it, too. I think he'll be part of the discussion anyway, to be honest with you, in terms of a topic. But, yeah, once you said he ain't on me there, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah, people ranked him like number six. In terms of top 140 pounders, they rank Gary Antoine number six.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they got him all the way down to seven now because of that loss.
But bro,
we'll discuss all that, man. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
Nah, we'll definitely discuss that. But that's real disrespectful, though. I ain't gonna hold you. That's very disrespectful.
You can't have a loss in this era, bro. It's so frustrating. We gotta get started, though. Hey,
like Ray mentioned, you know, this is a special show. It's our boxing show, which we're referring to the big fight with Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, the upset, but we'll get all into it. This pretty much will be like the aftermath. But before we get into all that, let me get to the particulars. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search The Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you subscribe to The Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the red subscribe button and like this video.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on X at Urban Sports Scene. I know y'all checking in on X right now. Also, check us out on IG and Facebook at Urban Sports Scene. And also, like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. And why you on Facebook if you're there? Sorry about that. But if you're there, search sports podcasts, Urban Sports Scene, sports podcasts, sports bloggers, and sports debates. Appreciate the love, fam.
Oh, we definitely appreciate it. Anyway, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about Ryan Garcia shocking the boxing world, defeating WBC junior welterweight champion Devin Haney Saturday night. All right, before we talk about this, let's introduce our guest. First, we have host of Live with Light Skin Lou, our homie Lou Peterson. What's going on, Lou?
What's up? What's up, champ? How you feeling? You know, I'm coming through the door swinging. What's up, my guys? Hey,
we are good, bruh. And finally, we got the homie Jermaine Adams from the Adams Boxing Show. What's going on, Jermaine?
How y'all doing, man? What's up, Lou? What's up, Ray?
What's up, champ? How you doing?
It's 2v2 tonight, my man Lou. Even the odds, man. Let's do this, Lou. You know, we got rubber.
Two lights.
And we on the same side, too. That's funny.
Hey, you ain't lying. Look at it. The Lord works in mysterious ways, bro.
Yes, he does. Hey, Ray, let's kill him tonight, champ.
You already know.
Hey, but listen, my bad. Hey, it's on me now, bro. Yeah. I got to hold it down for us. Hey, appreciate you, brothers, joining us. Hey, y'all remember when last time we was with Jermaine, it was the last Showtime show in D.C. when we seen Gary Antoine Russell get that knockout at MGM National Harbor. Hopefully PBC comes back. Just mentioning that, by the way. But two dope platforms, man. Glad y'all joined us tonight. Yes, and as we mentioned, Saturday night, Ryan Garcia shocked everybody. He seemed like he kind of got his mental health back in order to a degree. You know what I mean? But three knockdowns, dominated performance. I know he missed weight, fellas. What did y'all think about the performance? Lou, I'm going to start with you. What was going through your mind while you was watching Devin Haney take that first loss in his professional career?
I was like, oh, my God. I was like, he getting his ass handed to him. I mean, I'm gonna keep it 100.
Keep it a buck, bro.
And honestly, I was a little happy about it because, you know, his father talks so much trash, mm-hmm. man. And they mm-hmm. do all this comparison with Floyd and all these other great fighters. And he's not that guy. So in my mind, to answer your question, Ray, I was like, man, he just outclassing him. Mm. It's like Devin Haney just lost his game plan. Mm. It was almost like when we play basketball, dude cross you up, you're gonna try to get him back. I picked Devin Haney to win.
Yeah, a lot of us did though.
Right? I just thought that I just think Devin Haney's a more skilled fighter than Ryan Garcia because, like what Tank said, Ryan Garcia still makes the same mistakes that he made in the amateurs. So mm-hmm. I thought with Devin Haney, with his high IQ and his boxing ability, that he would be able to, you know, explore it and just, you know, run through Garcia. But I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was shocked to answer your question. What was going on through my mind, so much stuff, but to make this simple, I was shocked.
Jermaine.
Man, the first round, man, that gave me like Marcus McDonald, Adrian Broner type vibe.
I like that.
With that
bunk with his legs.
Man, like Lou, man, I had Haney going in as well, like most people did. But that first round really, like, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be a long night because I didn't expect him to get tagged up that early.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But overall, man, I give Ryan his credit. I thought Devin started winning some rounds after that first round, but it seems like he got too stationary, man. He wasn't moving enough. I think he tried to fight the wrong fight, man. I agree with a lot of what Lou was saying, man, but I'm just still in shock, man. This is the biggest upset I've seen in a little while.
So you know the saying, everybody has a plan until you get hit in the mouth. Mm. And I felt like Haney, his jab has been so effective in fights, especially against Kambosos. I said, even if he gets rocked, I think he won't abandon that. At least I think he'll continue to fight behind his jab. But hey, everything went out the window, and that's kind of on his pops, right?
Ooh. To some degree, man. At the end of the day, Ray, you know, your coach is giving instructions, but you're out there. Mm-hmm. You know that Ryan Garcia has a devastating left hook. Tank mm-hmm. Davis stayed away from that left hook all mm-hmm. night long. He later said that's the hardest he's ever been hit. So you knowing all this, he shares some blame in that.
Mm.
He shares some blame. It goes both ways, man. I mean, coaches, maybe they could have emphasized a little more to him, telling mm-hmm. him to stay away from the left hook, you know, move around a little bit, stick to the game plan, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes fighters get out there and it'd be so much trash talk, you want to go out there and just get it off. But you got to have that coach. I don't know if I didn't look in the corner and see what Bill was telling him or how hard he was emphasizing it to him. But at the end of the day, the fighter is out there fighting, so he shares a little responsibility in that.
I want to piggyback off of what Lou said because I'm glad he brought the Tank fight. I wonder if some of these fighters, do they go back and look at a previous fight? Did he go back and look at what Tank was running? Because you easily could have took some of that game plan and just use that. I wonder, do these guys be like, nah, I'm not going to do what he did. That's just a different fight. I'm just going to implement my own game plan. Because if he's doing the same exact thing and Devin has his high IQ, why didn't he just take some of that and then use his own with that? So I'm a little confused on that.
Also, Devin said in the lead up, Ryan is the same fighter from the amateurs. And of course, right. They fought six times. So if he's the same fighter, then you would think he would have been prepared. So like I said, I think he was shocked. He said that though in his post-fight interview. He said, I was more surprised it hurt. Although that was a lie because he was clearly hurt. After the first knockdown, I thought he was done. And Ryan did say, you know what, they should have stopped it then.
Should have stopped it.
There was multiple people saying stop the fight because he just looked like he never regained his legs, was equilibrium.
His father said,
that ref did a great job, like saving him. He did a great job saving him.
He did. That was borderline something.
If Harvey that was Duck borderline is something. Turning that corner, man, that's one of the best refs we got.
Harvey Duck, I was shocked.
Yeah, because I don't know what that was.
But like number one, he took a point. Usually a great referee in a big magnitude fight like this, they'll give you a fair warning. Like, hey, cut that shit out. And it, you know, it's whatever. But he just went straight to taking a point and pushing Devin Haney over to the side. It's like he was protecting his young or something, man.
Yeah.
Ugly, man.
Yeah, that definitely was alarming. I think they're going to go back and review the tape on Harvey Duck on that one.
Harvey Doc been on a dock getting that money. That's what that was. That's what that was
I
about.
I felt like the whole broadcast was kind of tailored for Haney. That's what I felt like. Chris Mannix said that Haney was ahead. Even Mike Coppinger said that Devin Haney was ahead. And I'm like, how? What are we watching the same
you know
fight?
Why
he took some early rounds, though.
Making predictions before the fight. They was on a pregame, little pre-fight, making predictions. You don't usually see broadcasters make those type of predictions like that. Mm-hmm. And they was just stern with it too. Like, yeah, Sergio Moore was like, yeah, I got Haney by stoppage. The other was like, no, I got Haney by decision. And this is like, these are the guys that are going to be calling it. It's not like some sideshow analysts that just get opinions. These are the guys that's actually going to be talking during the fight.
Yeah.
But hey,
this is what I don't understand, y'all. Okay, all these guys making these predictions. Do they ever go back and watch the box wreck? Devin Haney ain't knocking nobody out in like 10 fights.
That's
man.
What I be trying to. That's on, what man. I. Bruh, you go ahead. Come you on. Saying it for. You say that's the thing. Like, it's wild. So I get what everybody's talking about with Devin Haney and sticking to the game plan. The only person I feel like who has like limit, like right now, doesn't show that he has vicious power, but sticks to his game plan. That's why I think he's just so trill. It should do it. It's Shakur. I think Shakur is like the one that sticks to the game plan. Nobody flusters him. No one makes him get out of what he wants to do, right? But you watch Devin Haney at times where we've seen him against Lara when he took that shot. Like, sometimes he thinks that he's bigger than somebody, and it's like, all right, I can knock this dude out, knowing that he's way better when he fights behind his jab. He's just a better boxer. But there are times where he thinks that he has more power than you would think he should think that. So, to me, I think that when I watch Haney, I feel like he doesn't naturally at times fight his fight. Now, I think he's an awesome boxer. I think in terms of his boxing game, his ability is great. But I think you can lure him into a place where Ryan Garcia lured him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not surprised that he felt comfortable trying to trade punches with Ryan Garcia. I'm not surprised at that. Because to me, he's shown that track record of, you know what, I'm skilled enough to still beat this dude. I don't have to worry about his power. I think he's shown that track record.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, this one thing that these fighters, you know, sometimes get caught up into their own agenda. Uh-huh. Instead of following the game plan, they get caught up in the, he caught me, because, man, when Ryan caught him, Devin, it's instantly like he went on, like the next round, he went on the attack to try to get that money back.
Yeah, exactly.
He abandoned his game plan.
That's how you know Ryan's power is different, though, because Linares caught him and JoJo Diaz caught him a few times.
Yes.
Exactly.
But he stuck with his game plan, but Ryan had a
different power.
Lomachenko caught him.
Yeah, Lomachenko caught him. Exactly. Which again, it's different when it's different because Ryan Garcia, regardless of what folks think of him as a boxer, his power is different. That's always been a thing. That, like you said, Lou, that left hook, even Tank knew.
Tank said it though. I was looking at an interview earlier today. Tank said it. He said that's the hardest he's been hit. He said he's been one of the toughest opponents. He said because it's so fast.
Yeah.
And his delivery is so fast. He said he's one of the hardest times. He said he's the hardest he's ever been hit in his life, pretty much.
But don't you think that's weird for, like, especially Ryan Garcia, because he fought him so many times in the amateurs, like, not to kind of like, for in terms of Devin, it's weird to say, like, all right, you don't know about his power. You fought him like six times, all right, bro. Like, you fought him six times in the amateurs. And for you not to be used to that power, like, you should already know, like, all right, I know dude can hit like this. So let me. All I gotta do is outbox him. I will win this fight. Because you look at, other than the knockdowns, Devin Haney won the fight. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not gonna put that out. Other than knockdowns, he won the fight.
Yeah, he won the fight, man. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's about following the game plan, man. Like, I was always curious of how Haney would respond to somebody that his size. Somebody young, because he fought Kimbosis, man. And no disrespect
to Kimbosis. Everybody knows what time it is for Kimbosis.
I knew he was going to walk up with him. And then Regis Pro Ray, he's kind of washed up. Lomachenko is a smaller guy coming up.
Right.
I wanted to see how he would do with somebody with some power and somebody with the length and with a skill level like Garcia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of want to read this. I want to read this comment from Pearl. He said, Haney is a crisp point fighter, but he let Ryan execute his game plan, and it was downfall. It was his downfall. Excuse me. Underestimating him with all the antics. Now he knows.
Yeah.
You agree?
He knows. Yeah, he knows. I don't know, man. And I know where he's going. And you know, great fighters recover from knockouts. Look at Joshua. Mm-hmm. He got knocked out by the snicker. Yeah, he got knocked out by my guy. And he came back. He bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
John Ruiz. He took a lot of – Devin Haney took a lot of punishment, man. Mm-hmm. If you look at those highlights, I'm talking about he was getting hit flesh. Like, it wasn't like it was like a 1-2. It was just like a solid single punch that was catching him. And those are the deadly ones, man. Those are the ones that – take about 2 years off your career, man.
Yeah. Hard to recover from them type of shots, man. You getting knocked down with them too, man. Staggering. So, yeah, I agree, man. That really can take a toll. I'm anxious to see how you come back off that.
Well, that's a good question. Go, but in terms of that, in that case, and I'm going to start with you, Jermaine, because you said it. Like, how does Haney respond from this? I mean, you got knocked down three times, and it could arguably be more than that if we count that seventh round. Is this something you think he can come back from? How will he respond?
I think he can. He got to go back in there and really study that tape. I mean, this is going to really show his adjustments going forward. I mean, are you going to come back and fight the same way? Or are you really going to say, look at that tape and say, look, I made these type of mistakes? He need to go back to outside boxing instead of standing in that pocket like that. I don't know how he would fare against certain guys just sitting in that pocket like that. He ain't really got nothing to make nobody go backwards either. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? His right hand, he really don't have a right hand at all. You see him he threw that at Ryan. That didn't look like it had no wind on it. Mm. You know, that left hook he hit Ryan with, I think in the second or third round, that did a little something back Ryan up. But yeah. I just never, it's hard to really tell. I really never seen a guy that a right-handed fighter like that just don't have a right hand at all. I don't get it.
Mm. Lou, what about you, bro? What do you think?
I think he should first look at the tape, sit down with his dad and his training staff and just figure out what happened. Why did this happen? How did it happen and why?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it started with that. I mean, because the mental part is going to take care of itself. Watching the tape with your camp and just having an understanding of why it happened and just go from there. Because if he can find out and be like, you know what, let me give you an example. Let's just say, okay, they look at the tape and they say, well, okay, we can clean this up. This is clean. If you had circled the ring and boxed like we told you to, none of this would have happened. And then from there, I think it will grow in his mind, like, I can get back in there and redeem myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would start with why and how. That's what I would start with.
I agree.
I'm concerned about the mental piece, fellas. Y'all saw that fake party they had for him. And still, he was the only one that wasn't happy. He was sitting there like, I don't care if I'm still the champion or not. I'm hurt. That's the face he had, man. They looked like they were trying to help him keep that aura up, but it's just gone. And the thing is, me and Wole talked like, okay, if he fight Matias, he's too good of a boxer. But now a fighter like Matias looking like, you know what? I'm going to walk through them pillow punches and I'm going to knock him out. Gary Antoine Russell was sitting there licking his chops. He called Haney out before the fight.
Yeah.
But now I'm sure he's looking like, nah, he don't want me. If he can't stop that left hook, and I got much better ring IQ than Ryan Garcia, who there didn't train.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody called Ryan out for intentionally missing weight. I watched Bozy Ennis, Gary Antoine Russell, Greg Hackett. Like, everybody was saying he missed it on purpose. I'm telling you. And it's like, again, a handicap. They didn't see it. The one thing I will give him credit for, and hopefully this helps boxing, is two young fighters got in the ring during their prime to fight each other.
Yes, 25 years old, yes.
To inspire everybody to fight one another and get rid of this. All right, I'm trying to protect my old stuff. Because I want to ask Jermaine about that, because I think that's a big reason why Haney didn't take a risk like this, fighting somebody his size before, because he was trying to protect it. But now I'm hoping it will help boxing overall. What you think?
Yeah.
I think it will.
Definitely will, man. I think it will. for sure. I think it's going to make other guys want to get into these big fights, because you see the big fights is what draws the attention to the sports. I mean, you can mm-hmm. fight different guys, the number seven, number eight ranked guy, but that's mm-hmm. not going to make people tune in and watch it. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta fight them guys with them names. That's what's going to really put you out there.
And I wonder if the analysts are going to learn from it. Like, I got to call Tim Bradley out because afterwards he's saying, well, I don't care about the outcome. Well, yes, you do. Because when Earl got whooped by Bud, you was out there gloating right after mm-hmm. the fight. But then mm-hmm. he's like, yeah. I don't like it because he's telling me to suck his dick. Yeah, he's saying that because of all that you said. You said you consider retiring if he won. What you expect him to say? Like, I
seen that too.
I do want to, all right. So I want, do folks agree with this, with Ryan being, you know, over, oh. didn't make way in? Did Ryan do Devin dirty? Do you think feel like he did him dirty?
Man, look, Floyd was doing the same thing, man. Okay. Now you didn't open up. Let me sit up to my
go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man, bro.
This has been done so many times. You gotta think about Floyd did it like three times. Mm-hmm. If you have it one or two ways. I can make the weight, I get in the ring, and I'm a shell of myself. I get knocked out, y'all gonna clown me, I'm gonna be on every meme on social media. Or I could pay this, what is it? How much money was it?
He paid like 1.3 or something.
Yeah, 1.3, whatever he paid.
1.5.
I take that, but I'll get in the ring and I'll be dominant physically. Mm-hmm. And he chose to do, I was listening to Eddie Hearns earlier today. And one thing he said to me was very important. He said, Devin Haney's camp had a chance to weigh him on Saturday, to weigh Ryan Garcia on Saturday. Nice. They didn't do that. So Garcia could have been in the ring at 150, mm-hmm. 155.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't think he did him dirty. It's about what they let him do.
Yeah, he got 600 G's. He paid
600. I think it was like 600, right? 600. Yeah, it was 600. I think it was 600.
Yeah, that was the undisclosed amount. See, what they handshook on the stage was the 1.5.
Got you.
It wasn't in writing. So the Garcia camp didn't have to honor that. But those who really went in, that saying Devin was going to win, they're the only ones worried about the whole weight. You know what I'm saying? It is a big deal.
It's not a big deal to me.
Trying to weight drain, it is a lot. 3 pounds is a lot.
You know what? If you were really concerned, you wouldn't have took the fight. That's how I look at life. That's how I look at the whole weight situation.
But I think going forward, we might see guys might not take the fight. If you see a guy that's overweight, you might see that trend with guys. But you know what? Nah, I ain't gonna fight him because we never seen a guy get upset like this for that type of situation. Well, like Floyd did it versus Marquez. Floyd came in overweight, but Floyd won. But everybody expected Floyd to win that anyway.
That's the thing, nobody expected Ryan to win.
Exactly, and that's what happened with Devin. Devin just expected to win. Point. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like that's the thing. The reason why he didn't sweat it because he was like, "Man, I can still trash this dude." It's wild. I was listening to Roy Jones Jr. on Cam and Mace's pod, and he was talking about it. He was like, "Dude, I don't care." Like he was like, "I don't care, bro. I just expected to win regardless." Like. You could do whatever. Like I'm old school. Like, dude, I fought a heavyweight. Like, I was telling him, I wanted him to be at his best when I fought him. It was up to me to get the weight that I needed to be, but I needed him to be at his best. So I ain't want no excuses from him.
Right.
So whatever his weight was, we was gonna go. We was gonna let it. We was gonna rock. So
my advice to any fighter going forward: if you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Eddie Hearns was saying, Jermaine. Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Regis said though? Regis said that Devin Haney came in at 165. That was a violation of their contract.
Yeah,
he wasn't supposed to come in that heavy, but he said I just want to fight him. So I ain't tripping. And he never said enough after the fight. Exactly. He congratulated him. He even put on social media, Devin Haney's a special fighter. I took an L, man. I learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like y'all are all saying, Devin Haney was such a big favorite that. And that's how Ryan made so much money. If y'all saw that, he bet $2 million on himself, made 15. No, he made 50. My bad, made 50 million off the fight. That's crazy.
Ryan is like the new hilarious dude of boxing, dog. He's like, I don't know. Ryan
and did you
is
hear
else.
His father? Because I know, well, you're going to get to the mental health piece. His father said sometimes that wasn't even alcohol he was drinking, it was apple cider. He
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. They fooled everybody with that.
Ryan's man has sparkling cider out there. I can
drink. Ryan is a hustler, bro.
He's
going
on. But at the end of the day, man, just like this, when you get in the ring to swing, you got to be prepared for whatever. Mm-hmm. So we can sit up here and talk about apple juice, beer, whatever was in that can. He was posted, as long as it wasn't steroids or he was juicing or something, none of that matters. When you get in the ring to swing, you got to be ready for whatever. And at the end of the day, let's just take this, okay? We're talking about weight, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't think weight had anything to a lot to do with it. It was technique. It was you wasn't doing.
I agree.
You didn't follow the game plan. He was supposed to be on his toes, in and out, and let Ryan fall into something stupid like Tank did. If you watch that Tank fight with Ryan Garcia, the first couple rounds, everybody was like, oh, they was on their seats like, damn, Tank ain't doing nothing. Tank was filling them out. He was circling them, staying on his on you know, on his toes, and he walked Ryan Garcia right into something stupid two times. And that's all. And Devin Haney don't have the power to do it, but if you consistently do it round for round, and you will break him down, and then about 10th or 11th round.
That's what I tell people. You don't got to have one punch knock up high over time. You keep tagging a person, something going to happen.
That's what Shakur does.
Accumulation.
That's a good point, Lou. Very good point. George said Ryan Garcia is the new Adrian Broner, except he's actually a capable fighter. Go ahead, bro.
I think that's an insult, bro.
Like, I know
Adrian,
it is.
Adrian Broner that fell from grace, man, to be considered the next Floyd. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got to wait till Ryan get a belt, for, you know what I'm saying, for me to
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
He ain't never been a champion yet.
Another comment. A comment from Sin 111506. Ryan is intelligent. Floyd really schooled him on game. Devin used to get that, but his daddy kept bad mouthing Floyd.
Yeah. That's my man, Sinny, man. Yeah, that's my man.
My man.
He used to be up Sport Fit too, but that was later after y'all. Yeah, y'all might have ran into him.
Sports Fit. Crew,
he would remember me because I got buckets. So I he would know about
me. Why are you so extra?
I'm just joking, man. Hey. Bole, hold up. You want to talk about
No, go ahead. Keep going, bro. You got it.
Okay. So Garcia's next opponent. You see who he called out after the fight. He's calling out Errol right now on social media. If y'all haven't seen that, he also talked about Fandora as a potential option.
I heard about Fandora. I heard about
yeah, about I did too.
So I mean, considering he is a draw, let's be real. I'm interested to see what
his
numbers look like, considering people like Wole ain't paying. I'm thinking that this is going to bring more attention to Ryan Garcia in terms of him getting a big fight. And, and one thing I will say about Oscar is he does want to make the big fights. So, Jermaine, I'll start with you, bro. What you think is next for Ryan Garcia?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I don't believe anything Ryan. So I think Ryan just threw a lot of stuff out there that's not even in the plan. I mean, he mentioned Errol Spence and all this type of stuff like that. I don't think that's in the plans at all. I really don't know who he's going to fight. Is he going for a belt or is he just going to do a non-title fight? That's why until I know that, I can't even fully say what he's going to do. He's going to go to 147 and challenge you at 147 for a belt. So I really don't know their true plan.
Eddie Hearn off of the boots. Go ahead, Ludo, my bad.
Yeah, I'm like Jermaine. I don't really know because Ryan is if it was somebody like that made sense when they talk or they just don't be flirting random stuff, I'll be able to, you know, say something. But I'm like Jermaine, man. He's just unpredictable. So I really don't know what to do. But I would say Pitbull and Teofimo. It would be somebody in that weight class because going up to fight Boops and Fandor, that's a whole different, that's just something to say, to have us media and podcasts to talk about. It's good stuff to talk about, but when the rubber needs to meet the road, that fight's not going to happen, man. I think the more reasonable fight, you got Pitbull, Teofimo, you got Gary Antoine Russell out there. You got, 140 is, if y'all tell you, y'all get man. I don't know if y'all been looking at the 140. It's a lot of food out there to be served in the 140. So, man, stick to 140, Joe. He should stay in 140 and stay in that zone. Don't go up to the big boys. That's a different level up there, man.
I'm cool with that. As long as it's not Rolly, I don't mind him fighting. Yeah.
Someone said Rolly. I heard Rolly is option.
That's easy. That's easy.
I've heard that though. They would like that. Would, I mean, they both got some social media draw. Like,
nah,
they
bro.
Do.
They really do want, though, bro.
If you really want like, people to illegally stream a fight, then you make that matchup happen. I don't think bro, nobody in right mind is gonna pay $80 to watch
if Rolly. Ryan wants to stay in power just for a little bit longer, Rolly ain't a bad
Yeah, Rolly ain't a boy. If you want to avoid real fighters,
look.
If he wants the belt, though, yeah, definitely Pitbull might be a good matchup. But I'm not convinced he can beat Pitbull for real.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, I'm not convinced either.
He's supposed to put Terrence Crawford on the card too. I just seen that. So I don't know who he's gonna fight.
It's gonna definitely be difficult. George said Tank and Shakur been going back and forth at each other on Twitter. I wonder when that will happen. I'm gonna start with you, Lou. You think that's gonna happen?
Yeah, I think eventually it will because they're running out of real estate. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys, they say they don't care about what people say. I think they do, mm-hmm. and I think eventually both of them are running out of opponents. Mm-hmm. You know, I think eventually they're gonna meet. I would say probably what's it 2024? I say about another year and a half. I said they won't. I say about three more fights, they beat and fought each other.
Okay.
I really feel like that.
Yeah, I need that Brick City and Baltimore matchup, man. I don't know what they waiting on, man. They the two best in 135 to me. I think after that, then you got your Lomachenkos and all that. But I think it's Tank and Shakur at 135. Ain't no doubt about that. They definitely should run into each other. And it probably will be in that time frame. Because, you know, we don't never get it when we want it. So it probably never. Will be in
it. I want it now, but I know I ain't going to get it.
Yeah. Right. Never,
you know, never we know we ain't going to get it right now at all.
Hey, Jermaine, holler at your man Ellerby, bro.
Oh, that's my man Live Gate Lenny right there. Live Gate.
Hey, so Jermaine, I mean, we obviously talked a lot about Garcia's antics. Do you feel that Haney took him lightly because of his mental state of mind?
Took him lightly. That's tough to say. I think he sold that C minus fighter tag. I don't think he really thought Ryan C minus at all. I don't think it at all. I don't buy it. I think that was just trash talk. But I will say, I don't think that Devin thought he was that good, but I the C minus stuff was that was just trash.
No, nah, definitely not a C minus.
Salute, did you think that stuff played a part? Like all that stuff Ryan was doing, you think that played a part with Haney, or just it is what it is?
It is what it is, man. I think a little thing that had to do with it was, you know, the antics in the a little bit of the antics in the press conference and stuff. Because you know, I realize these guys human, they talk bad to each other, this, that, the other, and I think Devin Haney just wanted to get at him so bad that he lost focus on the fight. Because I thought if this fight was fought again, I don't think it would be that bad.
Me neither. I agree with Devin that. Haney I agree with
and
that.
I don't like neither one of those fighters, but I'm gonna call it straight down the middle.
Yeah.
Devin Haney is I don't think he's ever gonna get beat like that again.
Me, I agree with you.
Because I'm like, just think about it, y'all. He got dominated.
Yeah.
These knockouts was back
crushing
back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Same punch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They teach you this when you when Floyd got caught by Shane, he got caught by Chop Chop. They never landed that punch ever again in the fight.
Yeah, he took it. Man, that's a great
point. Took it away from a Bernard Hopkins to the same thing. You gonna get me with it one or two times, but that's after it. It's turning the water off.
Devin Haney, for some reason,
wasn't able to do that. Just think, he's known for boxing. He's known for circling the ring, pop shot. And that's what we call him, pop shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he did none of that. I don't think none of that. I just think he abandoned the game plan.
No, I agree. I think he did. This has had me dying. At the moment Garcia identified as a woman on Twitter, Haney lost focus.
That's hilarious, man.
Hey, he's wild.
The Diddy trash talk, the Diddy references, I definitely think that got under Devin's skin.
Yeah, a little 100%. Yeah. It bothered him. It got personal.
Because, you know, Devin is proud. Devin is somebody who he believes he's the best in the sport. And up until this point, the people that he's beaten, many feel like he's the only one that stepped up to the plate and fought some of the more tougher opponents. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, yeah, definitely some of that, it worked. The mind games, it worked, but he didn't expect for Ryan to come out from the gate swinging like he did.
But you know what? It's wild. He didn't, but it's wild. Like, he did that against Tank too, though. Like, it goes back to what you see. Like, Ryan didn't say that he went up swinging against Tank, but Tank was moving around. Like, so it wasn't. So it was easy. So he got tired out. Like, Ryan showed him his game plan. If you wanted to pay attention. I don't know if they really paid attention to what Ryan has been doing late.
That's one fight, though. If you watch the Luke Campbell fight, it's the first round was a feel-out round. Yeah. If you even watched his fight before that with Duarte, it was a feel-out round. He didn't come out, but he came out with a purpose. I think it was bad blood for real.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. But this, like, also, you have to, like, Devin has to realize you have to have self-awareness. Like, I can come and go at you off the rip when I know you don't got no power. So why would I be shy? Real talk, why would I be shy?
Yeah, you're right. You got to have some pop to keep them up. Because you got to think, man, when boxing, I've never seen a fighter at an A or B level that don't have punching power and don't have a chin. I've never seen that before. And that's Devin Haney. He don't have a chin and he don't have no power. So now the blood is in the water. You got Gary Antoine Russell. You got Lomachenko. You got Pitbull. You got see, all these fighters now. They like this.
Go ahead, Lou.
They like this. What? He beat him like that? Mm-hmm. Man, send that contract, man. Yeah. They ready to get him now,
They're
man.
Not thinking twice no more at all. They're not thinking twice no more at all. They want to sign.
Ooh. Oh, he said he's fresh meat now. But Lou called him fresh meat.
Lou made a good point for him to be like an A-level fighter because this reminded me of like Mayorga versus Vernon Forrest. Even when Mayorga dropped his hand, Vernon Forrest was just like this. He wasn't trying to go near him. Yeah. I messed up trying to slug with a slugger. After that first fight, he said, I should never did that.
Nah, it's true.
That's a good point on Vernon Forrest. That was a good point.
I'm saying it's true, though. I'm like, I ain't sure, bro. I ain't sure about them. So I'm going to go. So Lou, I'm going to go with you then. You think it's going to be a rematch? Would you want to see a rematch?
I would.
Okay.
I would because it was, like I said earlier, man, I just think Devin Haney lost he lost his head. Mm-hmm. This look, okay, I want to say what Ray said earlier today. They fought each other in their prime. So before we go any further, I would like to thank Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia for getting in the ring because this is not happening too much.
True.
Two guys, 25 years old, stepping in the ring.
That's a good point.
You know, not giving up the old because, you know, Garcia had already lost. Yeah. But your reputation's on the line. This thing,
it is.
Just look at it from Garcia's perspective. He just lost the tank.
Yeah,
he could have lost two of his last three fights. And then you know what happened when you lose a fight like that. Yes, you're a gatekeeper. They put you to the back of the bus because Oscar and the Golden Boys. Don't get it twisted. They showed up at the press conference, but where was they when he lost the snake?
Facts.
Where was he? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so all these fighters, man, they're human. So they're going to put it all on the line. And for them to put it all on the line, man, I take my hat off to him. Even though he got his ass kicked, he got up. Because he could have quit.
Yeah, it's true.
That last time, man.
Them punches were mean. I'm sorry. He could have quit. Them punches
He got hard.
Like messed up, disrespectful punches, bro. Real talk.
Because you gotta think, hey, Jermaine, look at when that last knockdown, he was sitting down like, should I fucking get up, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting paid, but he got up.
Yeah.
He got up. They both should be applauded, like you said, man. It really, like I see. I know Devin Haney getting clowned and all that, but really, like I said, man, you gotta thank them guys, man, because a lot of guys are not even fighting each other at all. They got all these excuses, talking all this trash, and they ain't getting in the ring. So I thank both of them, man. It gave me a hell of a show.
Hey, let me ask y'all. Y'all both students of the boxing game, and recently on social media, something that was trending was that first round, Hagler Hearns, the way they were going at each other.
Yeah.
And they both stayed standing. I look at Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. I'm like, I don't think they could have survived an onslaught like that back in the day. You think this era of fighters is just different? And you know, we still haven't gotten to that point where these guys are on that level, the Sugar Rays, the Hagelers, the Hearns of the world, and Durant.
I think the skill level is there, but I don't think the hunger's there because you got to think these fighters are getting paid a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. Back then, they had to knock each other block off to get paid. So I just think the fighters from the old days, they were hungrier.
Yeah.
And they had to fight harder. Because now you got fighters getting $7-8 million a fight, you know, pay-per-view fight. Back then they weren't getting that kind of money and they fought more frequently. So they can make that, you know, that type of money. So to answer your question, man, I just think that old school boxing is just tougher. Just think of the circumstances that they the younger fighters are dealing with now. They making so much money now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're not hungry, man.
They're definitely not. And I remember it was a point in time where Sugar Ray Leonard was like, you really could count on one hand how many guys that probably made a million in a fight. Yeah. Nowadays you can probably have a guy that probably ain't even a top 10 fighter. He done made a million. He done had like 3-4 fights. He done made at least $1 million. So it's definitely a different. These guys not hungry like that no more. They getting paid while they still in prospect mode. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is now.
I just want to say too, because it looks like if Terrence Crawford wins his upcoming fight, then he's going to become the mandatory for the winner of if it's a Fandora rematch against Tim Zhu.
Yeah.
So that means most likely, of course, Ryan Garcia is not going to be able to fight him. But with Gary Anton Russell, he constantly calls out Boots because of their amateur history. Mm-hmm. And he's saying even though Boots is at 147, he still thinks he can beat him. Somebody said Boots would beat the brakes off Ryan Garcia, keep him away from him. But I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I think it would be a good fight, actually, man. Just throwing it out there.
For what?
I don't know. Lufe's got real serious.
I don't know about that, man.
So, I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. You're saying that Ryan Garcia has a chance with Boots Ennis.
I'm saying it could be a competitive fight. I ain't saying it could be
All right, I'm gonna tell you what.
What's your meaning of competitive?
I don't know about that one.
Okay, so if Boots gonna stop him, what round is he gonna stop him? Do I ask you that? Then I respond to that.
I would say about 4 or 5 rounds.
Woo, you think really?
Yes.
You gotta go back. You gotta go back and look even with the Devin Haney and Ron Garcia. But look when the rounds that Devin was winning. Imagine if he fought a guy with some pop.
Yes. See, I think Ray, you getting caught up into the knockout that Ryan Garcia do. But you're not looking at the fight. Like Jermaine just said, just look at, go look at it round for round. It was
no, I agree with
Devin Haney was successfully able to do. He just don't have the pop.
True. He don't have the pop.
He's got some cannons in his hands, Joe.
Yeah. It was some round. Ryan went down in the fight. Like, it was a certain point in the fight where Ryan was down. Like people do.
Ryan was down a lot. I'm be real with you. Ryan, I don't argue with the card, to be real with you, for why I had an issue with the 7th round in that fight because I felt like the 7th round messed up the whole fight. If even it went to the decision, I thought like to a point, I didn't have the argument. I know he got knocked down 3 times, but when you look at like the rounds for what it is, we're looking at the real boxing system. Haney won a lot of rounds. Like he won a lot of rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Did.
And then the ref took away a point, which regardless of how we feel about it. In the boxing game, it's still a point taken away. And I felt like there were two. So to me, like that, you know, was it 9-7 or what was it? Oh, 9-8? Was it 9-8 that round?
Yeah,
it was a 9-8 round.
Yeah,
it was a 9-8 round. So to me, there were a couple knockdowns he erased off. So I was like, dang, like Devin. I mean, Ryan about to pay for this because he ain't winning enough rounds. I don't care how many times you knock him out at this time. Like, real talk, you lost so many rounds. Before the other knockdowns, I was like, "This fight, you ain't really up with the penalty and the knockdowns he took away from you." So I'm like, "So it gets to your point, yeah." Like Ryan, to me, it looked good because Ryan knocked him down.
The knockdowns make it overshadowed everything else.
Yeah, but on the realness, he lost a lot. He lost a lot of rounds, bro.
He didn't win. So he didn't win 9, 10, 11 rounds.
Yeah,
that's not what it was.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, in my opinion, if he fights a guy with more power and more with skill, looking like he looked last fight, then he would probably lose.
So you know Ray, I'm not. You know, you got your opinion. You know, you can stick with it. I just
like Ryan. Though I ain't gonna lie, yeah. I do like Ryan Garcia. I'm not an anti Ryan Garcia dude. Ray, no, I root for Ryan Garcia.
I'm not pro Ryan Garcia. I'm not necessarily pro Ryan Garcia.
Ryan is not. I'm more pro. Hey, Lou, I'm actually more pro Ryan Garcia than Ray. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I am. Actually.
I mean, Boots does get a lot of knockouts, though. He does. I mean, at his weight class, so
he's a big guy.
He's gonna be naturally a bigger guy, man. Mm-hmm. That's why I think they got weight classes for. It's very few fights that I want to see where a fighter goes up in weight and fight the bigger guy. I just think that's why they got weight classes, body structures, all of that stuff matters when you start breaking down the A-level fighters, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just totally different.
So. So who? But all right, we talk about. But who would you want to see Haney fight next to them?
Conor Benn.
Huh? What'd you say? Like, no,
I said Conor Benn. Go ahead, bro.
I don't know. I mean, because you got to think at the 140, everybody's gonna be tough. Because you don't. Maybe he needs to go down and fight a C-level fighter.
That sounds about there.
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah. And I can't think of no names right off the top. They're out there.
They said he got a mandatory with this guy, Sandor Martin.
Oh, he's still champion. That's right, because he's still champion. Yeah. So he still has to.
They said he got the mandatory.
Well, he can get around. I would take some time off. Champion. I would have them extend it.
Yeah.
Because he needs some time off, man. He gotta really get his mental back, because that ass whooping he took on Saturday, and that shit it takes a lot out of you, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I've been around boxing for a long time. That shit takes a lot out of you, man.
Lou, you had gave some advice. I can't remember exactly what you said last time you was on with us about when Trayvon Marshall, when he lost the way he did.
Yeah.
But you said he could bounce back. So
he could bounce back.
So you feel like Haney could bounce back as well?
Yes. Yes. This the thing, Ray. He's still young. It ain't like he's 32 or 33 where he's like, damn, I was thinking about retiring. You know what I'm saying? They're young. You know, Trayvon Marshall, he young. He took an L, and he bounced back his last fight, and now they're gonna move him right back up. It happens, man. I just think a lot of fighters get caught up in the chasing that Floyd Mayweather, man.
I do. I want to throw a name out there, because kind of when you say he's young and a guy who took a big loss and kind of couldn't bounce back for him from it, but was one of my favorite fighters when I was younger, Fernando Vargas. Mm-hmm. Like, he got in the deep water, and he was he was undefeated. He was in these high price fights. He fought Oscar. I believe he fought
Trinidad.
But you know what's gonna help Haney not go that route?
The way his managers move him, the way they move him, they gotta move him the right way now. Because, like I said, man, the blood is in the water, man. All these guys, because now,
they want it.
They want it because you gotta realize he's a highly decorated fighter. Undisputed, different weight classes. So now you can't take him down, but so far, because it's like people not gonna show up to see you fight Kevin the cab driver. You no longer have permission to do that because you're here now.
Yeah,
so they just gotta find the right opponent for him and just get him past this mental block, man. Because I was watching that fight over and over again. Man, he got fucked up.
It's the way you keep saying it. It's the way Luke keeps saying it.
Nah, this loss might have been the best thing for him, for real, based off what Lou said. I mean, this loss might have been the best thing for him, because look, if Ryan clipped him up, now imagine what would have happened on a smaller stage if somebody else would have clipped him up. Oh, I think this is probably the best thing to happen to him, man.
Got you. Okay. You saying if somebody would upset a smaller fighter?
Like a guy that's not as popular, like a Matias or someone else would have got to him, man. They probably would have even threw more bum type names on Devin Haney. Devin Haney ain't no bum. He's still a top tier fighter, but he got clipped up. It happened.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it that way. That it's probably better off that he did this happen to him against Ryan than somebody else. Yeah, with more power, but like a lower tier fighter.
Now imagine if Pitbull Cruz did this, and how much of a laughing stock he would have been then.
That's true.
You're like, oh man, Tank beat him, and then look what he just, you know what I'm saying? He beat him with one arm, you know, because they said
Tank. Yeah, Luke get one arm,
that's true. With one hand or something like that. And a little short miniature guy come up to 140 and smash him. You know, a little short, little 5'3" guy just beat him up like that. You know how that would have looked.
Yeah,
and that's why Ryan didn't take a lot of flack when he lost the Tank. Shit, Tank.
Yeah,
he's an A-level fighter, so it's Tank, and he lost, and that's why he was able to still get this fight with Devin Haney, because it's like he didn't lose to a journeyman or a secret fighter. He lost to the top predator.
Yeah, I'd rather lose somebody with this type of popularity than lose to some guy with 6-7 losses and you know what I'm saying? And you really got like, man, what? I really wasn't all that good. You know, that some type of thing would play on your mind. You lost to a guy that you already got familiarity with and all that. I mean, come on now. You come back from that.
You think that played a part, though, too, for Garcia, knowing that for Garcia, we talked about Haney, but for Garcia, knowing that he fought him 6 times, like he was like, you know what? I already know what the dude's about. When I get in this ring, it is what it is. I'm gonna start with you, Jermaine. You think that played a part?
Yeah, you could say it did. I mean, I even looked in the dressing room. Ryan was like, man, yeah, man, I'm gonna kill this dude.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he was
like he had no fear of Devin, man. He already went in with the game plan. Like, man, I ain't even tripping off this weight, man. He knew he wasn't gonna make 140 anyway. He knew this already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He knew he was gonna come in full strength. He had no fear. They already fought. You can't. I don't see how you can be scared of a guy you done fought 6 times.
Six times, yeah.
That's like going against your really brother in the backyard. Like, you ain't scared of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to scare me now. You know what I'm saying? I just seen you already. I kind of slept on that myself.
Yeah. Lou, what about you, bro?
Man, what was the question again?
No, I was saying like he fought him 6 times. You feel like that made Ryan comfortable, like Ryan already knew what time it was.
Yeah, it's definitely, if you fight somebody 6 times, man, you kind of know it ain't too much wrinkles that he's going to come out with new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not too much stuff he's going to show me that I'm not familiar with. I just think that Ryan watched a little bit of tape. He came in there with that extra 3 pounds. He didn't have to drain himself down. So it was a lot of stuff he knew going into the fight that he had an advantage. Exactly. He had a conflict because he was in there singing. Mike Tyson came in his locker room. He was, I mean,
I know.
You would think he already won the fight.
Yeah, he already knew what was up, man. He tried to fool us with all the little antics and got people thinking the fight should be canceled and all this stuff. Man, come on, man. He played them, man.
Got one more question. So, based on what y'all said, is this Ryan's ceiling? Is this the highest that he can reach in boxing, or can he elevate his game, or can he make some changes to make himself even better fighter? Because y'all like, he's fooled for pretty much everybody 147. So is this the best of Ryan Garcia we saw this past weekend?
No, I don't think so. I just think with Ryan Garcia, with his size and his speed and his power, he has the capability of changing the complexion of a fight at any given time. Whenever you got that type of power and hand speed and length and strength, you're gonna always be in the top tier. So I just think with Derrick James with him, I think this is the second fight together.
Yeah.
I just think you know, with Derrick James in his corner, I think he can do some more damage, because he said he didn't really train. Ain't that what he said? That's what he said.
Yeah, I know.
He said he was drinking every day and he really didn't take the fight seriously. So on that note, I think he has a little more to show to answer the question.
What about you, Jermaine? What about you?
I think he got more to show too. But it goes back to like, what's his plan going forward? He talking all this crazy stuff about fighting this guy. You got to know your limits too about where you could, you know, with your career, man. You talking about going up to 154 and all this stuff, man. I don't know if he can handle that, man. But as far as if he can stay within maybe the, because he's basically a catchweight fighter, really. Yeah. But if he can stay from 140, 147, he should have a solid career going forward. But he needs to play from 154. Though. I don't know if he should do that.
Lou, I'm going to go to you with this question. You mentioned Derrick James. Did you see a big difference in this fight compared to what you've seen from Ryan Garcia in prior fights?
Yeah, I do. A little more discipline. Okay. I mean, although he go off and do
that little shoulder roll and stuff.
It's just certain fighters, and this is what I heard when I heard Derrick James say this, it made sense. He said it's certain fighters that you're never going to be able to get them to listen to you 100%. You live with a high percentage of them following your directions, and that's what you go. And I think that's the type of relationship, trainer and fighter relationship, that they have together. So I've seen some putting this combinations together. Because you know, Ryan, he used to be the type of fighter where he want to admire his work. He'll throw a few punches and land and want to state it. He's been keeping his head off the line a little more than I've seen him since he's been with Derrick James. So
okay, What about you? What about you, Jermaine? Did you see anything different?
Yeah, I said on Twitter, man, I definitely think that he shortened up his shots, man. I don't think that left hook didn't look so wide like how he fought Tank. It wasn't just looping. He shortened it. He shortened the right hand. I think his punches were a little more technical from a technical standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Discipline, like Lou said too, man. I definitely think he's way more disciplined. I don't feel like he had like that trainer that really could get after him. You know what I'm saying? I know he tried to run the goosing when he fought Tank. That didn't work out at all. He's a very relaxed guy. Don't really get in your face. You said, I don't know if y'all remember when Derrick James had to calm him down because he came back to the point.
Derrick James was like, listen, like you tell your son, listen to me, son. I need you to do this. I was like, he got him on that one.
Yeah, again, that's what he need, man. He don't need to get rid of him at all. That's the trainer that he needs to stick with for now, for sure.
That's hilarious. So I mean, we do this show out of DMV, and Ray mentioned one of the dudes that we'd like to cover. I mean, Gary Antoine Russell. We're trying to like look at between these two, who does he have a better chance of fighting? You know what I'm saying? But, I get a lot of flack on YouTube.
Before we answer that, man, he definitely need to be paying y'all because y'all done brought his name up about 10 times.
We got, hey, bro, that's the homie. I'm going to keep it. That's the homie. Like, and I just feel like I got him on our YouTube, and every time we post them, somebody got something smart to say. You know what I'm saying? But so I'm always like, all right, well, is this going to be on YouTube? For them people who watch the show, I'm going to give another one. You know what I'm saying? So who in between these two dudes, like who do you feel is more likely for him to fight? And I'm gonna start with you, Lou.
You talking about Gary Antoine Russell?
Oh, Antoine, yeah, Gary Antoine.
Between two, you talking about who he wanna fight?
Between these two, who is more likely for him to fight?
Haney and Garcia. Between
Haney
those
and Garcia, who is he more
man,
likely?
Man, I would think it's more so be Garcia now because I think Haney is looked at like if he wanna go the route of easy prey.
Yeah,
he can go that route, but if you want to go the route and say, I want a stiffer competition, I think Ryan at this point would be a stiffer competition because Ryan, Gary Antoine Russell will go into that fight knowing that that left hook is there.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? If he fight a Devin Haney, what do I have to fear? I'm going to walk you down because guess what? You ain't going to be able to stop me. You don't have the punch of power and you don't have the chin. So when I touch... When you touch me, I'm gonna walk through it. But when I touch you, I'm gonna make it count. So I would think more so Garcia.
Got you. All right. So what about you, Jermaine?
Repeat the question again because I need a little more clarity. I think.
So my bad. What I was saying is like between these two, two dudes that we're talking about in Garcia and Haney, for Gary Antoine Russell, which other two is more likely for him to fight? Like, is a better chance for him to fight?
Like as far as just win, or you think more like
just fight, just the fight. Because you know, a lot of people said he's not active, whatever. But which one of the two, if he had is the likelier person to fight?
That's tough. I do like Lou Point. I mean, I just don't even think that he would be on the table for either one because I don't think Oscar would put Ryan in there versus Gary. I don't think he'd do it. I don't think he'd do it. I think Haney will fight anybody. I think Ryan really will fight anybody too, but. Ryan got somebody backing him and Oscar. I don't see Oscar putting him nowhere near a guy like Gary because Gary will blow that party up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Ryan on a high horse right now. You don't put him in there versus a decorated amateur like Gary Antoine. He's going to blow that show up, man. It won't even last but 3-4 months before we won't even be talking about Ryan to Gary. You know what I'm saying? That is the wrong. You don't do that. Don't put him in there versus Gary. Don't do it. I'm kind of trying to figure out why Antoine not fighting a guy like Pitbull Cruz or something like that. I think he could, you know, I don't understand that one, but that's enough.
It's Al Heyman, man, but they loyal to him though. So I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
He was there, right? He pulled up.
Would you say Lou?
He hasn't fought in a while. When was the last time he fought?
Last year at the Harbor.
National Harbor. That was last
National
fight.
Harbor last time. But he did say you know, obviously, you know, his father passing did take a toll on him.
Oh, yeah, he took some time off.
So it was like kind of hard for him. So
I don't see no real popular fighter giving Gary opportunity. I think Gary really just gonna have to go in there and fight three times a year and just knock off some guys that create some steam. I don't see why anybody would just give Gary a chance. I mean, he's too like high risk, low reward. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's a bad style matcher. He's gonna get in your grill. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna want to fight that
constant
type of guy.
Constant pressure.
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate y'all being on. Man, this has been dope, man. Before we let you go, man, Lou, I'm gonna start with you. How can folks catch your content? And also, how can they catch you on social media, my man?
Man, y'all can find me at Live with Light Skin Lou on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. I'll make sure I get this right because the lovely Kiki, she said, you gotta be on your game.
Yeah, put it all out there, Lou. Put it all out there.
Live with Light Skin Lou on Twitter, X, Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube is Live with Light Skin Lou. And we on every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Love it, bro. Love it. Yeah, you make sure y'all check them out, man. For real, good, great content.
Get the TikTok, Lou. Get the TikTok, man. All them young boxes you have.
Yeah, we on TikTok too. We on TikTok.
TikTok. Okay, cool. I'm just learning. I'm just learning about TikTok. Hey, Jermaine, tell folks how they can catch your great content, man. YouTube, on X, man. Y'all have some great breakdown on boxing, man. Let the folks know how they can catch you, man.
Yeah. Follow me and bro on Adam's Boxing Show Twitter. We got to get a little more active on the YouTube. We definitely killed Twitter, but we definitely got to get back on YouTube. Yeah. Definitely appreciate you, Ray. Whoa. Hey, Lou, I'm definitely going to get up with you on Twitter, man. I definitely enjoy listening to you talk. Man, I can listen to you talk about boxing all day.
I appreciate it, brother.
I'm going to holler at you for sure, man.
Yeah, I'm writing your information down. Adam's Boxing Show.
Yeah. We on Twitter.
Yeah, man. Let's
get up with me, man.
That's
Lou,
you
like
the real
fit.
You acting your age now, Lou. He got the pin in his hand, boy. He got the
pin. No, Lou, I ain't gonna lie. Lou's been, I ain't gonna hold you. I've been peeping game. Lou been real professional, real quick. No, Lou been real professional, bro. I see
the second.
No, he doing Lou. He doing like a real pro. Don't get it twisted, right?
Hey, look, Lou out there getting numbers. He's gonna get numbers with the pen and paper, man. He don't like the wood.
Don't hate on me. Don't hate on greatness, dog.
Hey, Lou, I'll be babe. Like, dog, I was like, you doing real work. You a real pro, bro. Real talk. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Lou, you have to tell them who your brothers are, man, when we get off air, bro.
The Peterson brothers. Lamont Peterson, Anthony Peterson. Those my brothers.
Oh, man, I can see the resemblance, man. You look just like Anthony Peterson.
They you look the oldest, just bro? Like, man.
Yeah. Nah, I'm the middle.
That's crazy.
I got six brothers.
That man 50. He look good, don't he?
Yeah, I know, man. This dude is not like Lou does not look. Hey, Lou is the younger looking dude, bro. Father Time does not have any on
him. Lou, you could have told me that was your brothers. What I would have said something bad about him, Lou, man. I ain't know. Come on, man. You gotta say something.
No, one thing I will say, you know, I had a situation like that.
Yeah,
guy was, you know, he was going on and on and on, and I was like, damn, why am I getting hot? I was like, I'm steaming inside. But then I told the guy, it's my brother, and he was like, oh, okay. But I'm all for people having their own opinion, as long as it's not disrespectful.
Right.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, y'all, I don't think none of us put the gloves on the fort.
There you go.
So you can never say a fighter's a bum or he's washed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me mad because, you know, we cover boxing. And these guys put their lives on the line. Mm-hmm. So to say that a guy's a bum or he sucked, that dog, that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys put their life on the line. I ain't never had the courage to put the gloves on. And I ain't saying I'm a punk, but boxing is just
it's different.
It's different, man. You don't play boxing.
Hey,
you don't.
Hey, I would just say this real quick. Anthony, he the one that he sold me on Tank that we ain't seen the best of Tank yet. He was like, trust me. Mm-hmm. You ain't even seen Tank show his best yet. Like, Ryan Garcia won competition for him. Yeah. I was like, I respect him. They've been in the gym with him, like you kind of saying. So,
yeah. No, I definitely agree with everything you said, Lou, man. I can put that into any sport, to be real with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, it's funny. I tell Ray the story. Like, folks will say a dude a bum and hooping. And I remember this dude who went to University of Maryland College Park. The dude, and he balled at Sports Fit.
He played
for the turf. He's on the bench.
Sterling lived better.
Yeah. And everybody be like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he used to give everybody in business sports fit when he played. And I was like, they were like, yeah, he played for College Park. He get a playing time? Nope. From that point on, I knew, like, stop calling folks bums.
Yeah, it's that this shit.
I asked Lewis, sports fan, like, you ever got in the ring with your brothers? He's like, hell no.
What?
I'm like, they little brothers, man. Come on, man. He's like, nah, I ain't stupid.
Joe. I know my lane, dog. I ain't. Oh, sir, they do this for a living, champ.
Yeah.
Sorry, but Tank barely made it. I know.
Oh, come on, Mel. Come on, Mel. Don't do that. Hey, Tank is real out here, man.
She must. I mean, she likes Ryan. You can tell, man. She Ryan.
What she mean? Sorry, but Tank barely made it.
What does that mean? Though? I don't know what that means. Ray, you know what that means?
I'm trying to get an understanding of that.
She said he all right. Okay.
Yeah, on that note.
Hey, y'all, we're about to end the show. We definitely end the show.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate it. Before we end this show, hey, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene, and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. If you all are watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our Urban Sports and YouTube channel. Like this video and also hit the red subscribe button. We would really, truly appreciate it. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. And if you want to check out the website of the Urban Sports Scene, just go to www.urbansportsscene.com. Anyway, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Appreciate Lou, my man Jermaine. Y'all the real MVPs, man. We definitely appreciate it. This has like been dope. This accent, when I put this together, like last minute, this is what I envisioned, and it's perfect. Thanks to Ray too, man. Ray clutch too for suggestions.
Don't be in there, bro.
I did, bro. You said you clutched, dog, in your suggestions, dog. Real talk.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk, bro.
I had to read my life.
You said beige don't fade, baby. You know what I mean?
All right, now we ending this joint. Anyway, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. We are out.